Some kids, they jump rope for fun, and some kids take it a little more seriously.
And so sports director Bob Allen here now with a look at that more serious side, Bob.
And they still have fun, too. You know, the Major League All-Star Game's coming up tonight, the best in baseball. Well, Bob Slovac recently caught up with a group of All-Stars of a different kind.
It's still a kids' game, but these kids are national champs. Meet the Chancellor Elementary Hotshots, a local jump roping team recently back from Orlando, where they jumped their way to a couple of national titles.
Oh, it's very competitive. When we first got started, I didn't really realize what it was all about. And after our second year going down to nationals, it is big time.
The Hotshots placed 17th overall out of 65 teams from across the U.S. Their championships coming in speed endurance and speed relay. They also competed in freestyle and double dutch. Whatever the event, it's all about fancy footwork.
Jump roping is still a fun kids game, but y'all are kind of taking it to another level, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah? What's it like for you?
Well, it's kind of pressured. Mm-hmm. And we work really, really hard, you know, but it pays off.
You know, when it comes to competition, you have to be, like, really prepared and you're ready to go.
It was my first year to go to nationals, and we did pretty good. Our relay team did the best we've done, mm-hmm. and we were really proud of ourselves.
And they should be. The Hotshots have only been competing for 2 years, but they're already jumping out of the gym.
What do y'all plan to do now? I mean, defend the championship?
Do it again.
Well, jump roping is still a kid's game, but you're never too old to learn. With the national champion Hotshots, Bob Slovac, 13, Eyewitness Sports.
Way to go, Bobby. ESPN will broadcast the Jump Rope National Competition minus Mr. Slovac on September the 21st. You can check out more on the Hotshots then. And coming up in sports,